Good morning, good morning, and welcome back to Sin Says. This has been long overdue. Look at me trying to inch in. This has been long overdue, but you know, we back at it. We back at it again with some quality conversation. Okay, y'all? Welcome to springtime, all right? I don't know where you're at. I don't know where you stay. I don't even know what time of the day it is where you're located. Where I'm at, where I stay, there's permanent residency of this pollen, okay? My car is green, y'all, and if any of y'all know, my car is oak wood brown, sublime, beautiful, you know. She's groovy, fantastic, royalty is in style, and she is just covered in the dust of pollen, okay? And I'm not with it. I don't need a layer of green on top of this money. I don't need it, but I got it, okay? But anyways, we're back at it again, and Sin Says, like I said, welcome to springtime. What are some things in spring that truly grind your gears, but also make you smile? One of my favorite things about spring is I love spring showers. I think there's something about fresh rain and that smell of the next day. And you're just like, it smells refreshing. It looks refreshing. Things are so much more clear. Things are just so, like, vibrant, I feel like, after some crazy showers. And we've had some very turbulent showers out here. And then, of course, the pollen comes in and you're like, I hate everyone. And I never knew I hated pollen so much as I do now, because I think, I don't know if I'm getting older. I don't know if y'all, if anybody's had this, like, getting older, you start getting allergies. Because I've never had allergies my entire life. And this year, this season, I'm like, oh my God, I'm sneezing all the time. My eyes are itchy. These are things I would judge people for experiencing. No cap. I'd be like, oh, you have allergies. Like, in my brain, I would not come out and tell nobody that. But now I'm exposed. Here I am. All you allergy people, I am sorry for every thought I have ever had against you. Of like, it's not that bad. It's serious. And I am so sorry. This is a public apology to all my allergy people. Allergies are very real and I loathe them, even though they're so mild, but you know, sometimes people are just taken out for days, you know, with the sniffles, with the sneezes, with the itchy eye, with the watery eye. Like, I think I've watched myself, like, you know, you're walking to your car, open the door, and there's pollen on the handle, right? Not thinking about it, dust, keep it moving. Next thing you know, you have an eyelash in your eye, you go and wipe that eyelash. Instant burn. Why is my eye burning? It's just an eyelash that I'm just flicking up, but that probably is some residue of the pollen on my hand that's got in my eye, and now my eye is intense. So yes, welcome to spring. Please let me know, what is your spring dream, like your spring dreams, things that you love about spring, and what is your spring hate it, you know? Like I said, drop me a little comment, little ditty, send me a DM, a message about what you think about spring. You know, you can find me at the Sanithia on the Instagram, on the Twitter, on the Snapchat, Sanithia M. I want to figure out a more, like, direct way of, like, talking, when it comes to comments and things, so we're still working it out. But if you have something to say, I would love to hear it. And if you have comments or concerns or ideas, you want to have a conversation with me, I promise you we can do it. I'll send you a link and we can chat it up. That's what we're here for. Yeah. As y'all know, it is April and we've talked about the springtime and things that bring us joy, things that make us want to destroy. Amen. And I want to talk about April Fools. Okay. So April Fool's is something that I wasn't really like a true participator in April Fool's. I don't think I've ever really got like during April Fool's, really. Maybe like I thought I was getting a gift and then my mom was like, just kidding, April Fool's, I didn't buy you an outfit. And I'm like, oh, that's a bummer. But, and then next thing you know, I got the outfit. So, you know, I've never really like been the butt of a April Fool's joke or have given out the April Fool's joke. But this year was different, okay, guys? On April Fool's, I had some tricks up my sleeve. And I had a couple tricks happen to me when I got to work. One of my coworkers had put, like, those googly eyes all over my things, right? Like, I walked into my computer and there was this large smiley face just like of eyes staring at me. And I'm not gonna kid you, I did. I was like, ugh! I like yelped on the low low because I was running late and I didn't want anyone to know that I was running late, even though I'm pretty sure they knew because, you know, the door loud and I had to walk up in there. So I was like, I don't want to cause a ruckus because I'm late. So I just kind of sat at my desk, right? I'm just sitting, taking the phone calls, doing my work, you know, not really saying nothing, not telling anybody nothing. Like, oh my God, look at all these googly eyes. And she comes up and she's like, hey. And I was like, hey, good morning, what's up? And she's like, did you notice anything? And I was like, you, yes, I did notice all these eyes. Yeah, like, they were like, wow, we thought you were, like, playing it cool because you didn't say a thing. We were like, she's fooling us. Like, she doesn't see them. And I was like, no, not even a little bit. I definitely yelped because I was actually frightened when I saw it. Like, it startled me. But I was on the low low because I was running late and I didn't want y'all to, like, I didn't want to cause ruckus. And they were just like laughing. Like, man, I was like, wow, she's good. And I was like, you know, I have good things. You know, I can be good, but not in that moment. I couldn't cap to her. You know what I mean? So that was hilarious. And she ended up putting like these Google eyes in a women's bathroom too. Where you walked in. That really got me. I walked into the bathroom. I was like, goodness, they're here too. And she had just went to the bathroom, was laughing her head off. And I was like, you are on it, ma'am. You are on it. So my second trick. Well, my trick, actually, that I decided I was going to go. I went to the internet, you know, I was like, what are some good office pranks that you can just do? Like, I don't have to, like, makeshift, I don't have to buy nothing because I'm not out here trying to purchase nothing to trick nobody. What can I do? So, there was this joke that you take a, you know, just take an old, like, plastic cup that's not see-through, you know, take this cup and flip it over and put a sticky note on there that says, if you lift, be ready to kill it. And I did that. I put that on one of my coworkers' desk and I didn't have like anything under it really. So I put a string, right? Put this random little string on the googly eye and just was like, this will get him. And I put it on his desk and this man called me up and was like, I'm sick of you. This is it. I'm calling HR. Get ready. Pack your bags. You and your jokes. And I was dying, right? Mission accomplished. Boom, pow, boom, pow. Didn't get to see his reaction, but loved the phone call, right? The next person I did it to was one of my other coworkers who's like deathly afraid of bugs. Like, she does not play, right? So she went off to lunch, she came back, and I had it on her desk, string attack, all the things, right? She comes into the office, you know, hey girl, walks into her office, immediately walks out and goes, Cynthia, what is it? What is going on? And I was like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? What is it? You read the sign. What do you think? And she's like, oh my goodness. Is it? Oh my, you don't even like bugs. There's no way there's something under there. And I was like, all right. I mean, like, just lift it up. And she's like shaking as she's lifting it up. She lifts it up and sees that string, like, and like realizes that it's not a bug. And like, I was like, you're no good. So yeah, that was number two. But number three is when I got him, guys. So I took the cup and put it in the break room, right? So by that time, the day is coming to an end and people are pranking other people. And another lady was pranking somebody else. And she was pranking my other coworker with a fake roach, right? In her office, fake roaches in her office. And she's like, hey, let me know when she gets back. And I was like, yeah, for sure, for sure. So she gets back and immediately, you know, immediately sees these roaches and calls out my full government name. Could not believe it. Cynthia McClendon. I'm like, huh? And she's like, come up. What are you doing? And I was like, not a thing. I'm sitting here. See, over here. Premature homegirl is dying laughing because she's got her. And definitely got me up in the mix. And I got blamed for it because, you know, I become the trickster of the office. And so that was, you know, good time quality. And so I was like, oh, can I get one of those roaches? And she's like, sure, you can use it or whatever. So I take one of the roaches and I put it under my trick, right? Like, I put the cup down, I put the fake roach under it, my little sticky note, and I just go. I leave it in the break room on one of the tables and just dip, right? The day goes on. I'm like, oh, man, nobody's like, I'm not getting anyone. This sucks. Just kidding. I'm not really thinking about it. Next thing you know, I'm sitting at the desk and I hear like this applause of screams. Can you say that? Applause of screams. I hear screams, right, from the break room. I get up and run up in there, and I see, like, a whole lab, like, because I work at an analytical environmental lab. I see a whole lab, like, six of them in there just, like, literally, like, laughing. One was still in scream mode, just through, and I was like, yes. And they're like, did you do this? And I was like, I did. Mission accomplished. And I just left just thrilled. And the best part of it was my best friend, who you've heard from one of my first episodes, Shannon. It was her lab. So it was even better. And she, like, and I'm telling me, like, she was the one who, like, lifted it up and was like, yeah. I was like, there's no way there's really anything under there. So I was, like, playing around, like, shaking the cup, and I wasn't hearing anything. And so I pushed the cup to the end, and I pushed, like, the cup to the end of the table. And then when that fake roach hit that ground, we lost it. I was like, that's hilarious. And only you would be that person. It's like, let me investigate in this way, trying to, like, break the system. And it, you know, prevailed for me, and it was great. I felt accomplished, because I told you, like, I'm not a prankster. I'm not a prankster. I don't really do that. I'm just funny, you know what I mean? So I don't have to, like, make pranks to make people laugh or get them. My humor does that. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, so that was great. Have you guys ever had any, like, great quality April Fool's pranks happen to you, or you've been the prankster? I loved looking up them online and finding so many random ones that were just hilarious. I mean, people over here getting vegetable platters and putting them in donut boxes and just, you know, filling people's offices with balloons. It's like, that takes a lot of work. Sticky noting cars, also a lot of work. Just creativity, you know, and you'd love to see it. But that was my April Fool's, and yeah, I hope it made you laugh or gave you an idea for next year. Smile, keep smiling, guys. And says spring, y'all. So this is the April episode, because April's about to end next week, and so y'all gonna get all of my April content and thoughts up in here. Okay, so listen to this. Easter was last weekend, and it was a vibe. It was very special. It was beautiful. Also my first Easter, you know, since a year of my mom passing, right? So I don't really remember last Easter at all. Like, I could not tell you where I was, what I was doing, what was going on. I was just kind of in this haze. Grateful for God, because to know him, you know what I mean? So this Easter, I went on down to my Grammy to see her at the Big R. If you know what it is, you know what it is. And I got there, and it was, you know, just us. And, you know, she's over here pre-seasoning, pre-everything for the food. She said, we're going to have some ribs, we're going to have some fried chicken, we're going to have some baked chicken, we're going to have some greens, we're going to have some sweet potatoes. Like, I made us a little bit of dressing. The dressing surprised me the next day. I didn't even know. But yeah, so it was yummy town, okay? And I get there, and I get a phone call from my cousin, one of my favorite people. Shout out to Ari Ventiker and Brandon Ventiker. I love them so very deeply. Ari is one of my favorite human beings. She's always inspired me. I've always looked up to her, and she's incredible. She actually just won Teacher of the Year at her elementary school down in Augusta, Georgia. Go Gators. I should know the name of the school, but I couldn't tell you right now. Eeks. Anyways, I get a call from her. She's like, hey, we're on our way. And it was like, it was pretty late. She's like, we're on our way to the house. We're actually going to come tonight and not in the morning. I said, wait, I didn't know you were coming. And I was like, I just was so excited. And it was just so sweet. Just thinking about them coming, you know, to come hang out with me and grandma. Because, you know, like, I feel like my grandma is one of my favorite individuals. Her and my mom were, like, inseparable. Best friends, like, you know, that mother-daughter bond that everybody could dream of, that was them. And so I think, like, losing her, and I'm named after my mom, we have the same exact name. It's like, I remember her telling me, she's like, I got a piece of your mom because I got you, and you got a piece of your mom because you got me. And it's very special, and it's very tender. But sometimes I think, like, in this whole grand scheme of things, I'm 26, and, you know, just kind of discovering, like, life and trying to figure out, like, who I am, what my life is going to look like, where I fit, where I belong. And sometimes it can feel like everybody else is like, you know, they're already like grown individuals. You know, she's whole married, and my other cousin, Kevin, just be doing his thing. Y'all heard from him. Everybody love him. He'll be back. And then my uncle, you know, a whole grown man, you know, has wife, has kids and stuff. And like, sometimes it feels like they don't consider my grandma, you know, of like, man, she's older, she's getting older, and it's like, dang, like, who's looking out for her? And I feel like I have to do that. And I know it's like, you know, feelings aren't facts, but it's very real, you know, that I feel that. And so like, when they got there and everything, she's like, man, I really didn't know I was gonna see you. And I was like, of course. I wasn't gonna let grandma celebrate Easter alone. There was no way that she was gonna be by herself on this day. And she's like, me either. And I was like, wow, it was just tender. It's like what I needed to hear, and like that special, I don't know, feeling and bond. And it was beautiful. It was such a beautiful day, y'all. Like, you know, Jesus is Lord. Amen. And I'm so glad that God gave us his son, and, you know, and that third day he rose, and, you know, that we could have eternal life with him one day, like tore the veil down for us. And it's just really special and very tender. And also I went to church with my grandma. That's the church my mom grew up in. They, you know, group going to, it's down the street from her house, and it's the first time in 2 years that they opened it back up, and it was beautiful, like, to be in there and worship with them. And yeah, needed it. I was cute too, you know, with a little pink dress, you know, I felt like a kid again, and all the flowers surrounding my grandma's house, and just being there. If you saw it on my Instagram, you saw her, you know, she slayed. She was giving, she was serving face. Minnie Lois always does. But yeah, so yeah, it was really special. So I hope y'all all had great Easters, you know, and just got time to reflect, got time to be your family, went on Easter egg hunt, ate good food, but remember, like, the day, that day that, you know, he rose from that, they opened the tomb and he wasn't there. Jesus is alive and active, you know, and I think y'all have to, like, it's so special, and it's such an amazing thing that we get to take part in. And also, like, you know, to go to the scriptures, to sit there, to sit in his word, and to know that you are taken care of, you are seen, and you are heard. It's a beautiful day. Amen. With that. Y'all, I legit, y'all can't see me, but I legit just peace sign, like, goodbye to this. Christ. Yo, it has been so springy, okay? There has been pollen, like, out of the woodworks. We've talked about that. These showers are very, very real and not, like, unpredictable. I was talking about Easter and how, like, it was so sunny, but, like, I didn't mention that, like, by 5 o'clock, it was, like, downpouring. Like, what? Like, downpour. Just rain on rain. The wind was going apes and ham. And so my dog lives with my grandma. His name is Domino. He's the sweetest thing since sliced bread. Okay, but Domino don't do storms. He don't do loud noises. He's little. He just don't do it. He don't like it. But otherwise than that, like, he's very chill. He's not really, like anxious or anything. Just really calm, really collected. But I will tell you this. When thunder strikes or rolls, lightning strikes, he don't play. He is knocking on the door like, Minnie, let me in. You know, I'm usually cool. I'm usually fine, but I'm going to need to get inside for this one. All right, I'm going to need you to sit me in here. Please, like, let me enter. I'll sit at the dough in my corner, go to sleep, but let me inside. I'm not going to be out here with this loud, with this rain, with this. No, I'm not going to be out there. Like, he does not play. It is the, like, it's adorable, but it's also like, oh, no, like, he really is, like, terrified, and I hate that he, you know, he feels that, my poor baby. What's happening? But yeah, like, he'd be knocking, like, hey, human, I need to get inside. You know, like, I need to be with y'all. I don't complain. I don't mumble. I don't grumble. I don't bark. But put me inside for this one. He'd be knocking on the door, y'all. So yeah, this weather is wild. Like, today, it is literally 82 degrees, y'all. What? But this morning, it was 40. I'm just trying to figure out what they want me to do. And you think, having lived here, like, majority of my life, my adolescence was Georgia, I would get it by now. I remember going to school certain days where I would be, like, bundled down, Ugg boots, sweater heavy. And by the end of the day, I'm like, why? I hate my life. It's so hot. I can't go on. Yeah, I remember that vividly. Yes, I just remember that so clear as day of like just being just so confused, so confuzzled about the weather. Like, what am I supposed to do? So, y'all, how y'all doing? Like, how y'all feel about this April? Okay, how y'all feeling about it? Is the weather treating you right where you're at, where you're located? You know, my grandma said it was cold today, and I said, oh dear, can't relate. I almost had a heat stroke in the car, fell asleep on my lunch break in the car, woke up in a cold sweat, y'all. A cold sweat. The pits were hot. If you know, you know. Okay, pits were hot, sweaty, they're hot. It wasn't fair. No, wasn't a good look. Wasn't a fair look for your girl. And I have to go back to work after that. Like, you know, like that's just, well, it makes you want to just punch other humans. You know what I mean? Guys, what do I want to eat? There's so many things down here. But I don't want to go inside anywhere. I'm so lazy right now. Ooh, I could have got Chick-fil-A. But am I going to get Chick-fil-A? I feel like I should. But everybody and their mama is in my way right now. I really don't care for most people. I don't. I really like hate most people. I'm not hate. That's a strong word. I don't hate y'all. I don't. I just don't be messing with y'all like that. Like, I really just be out here like, can I just get over it, please? Find something to eat. Oh, I gotta figure out where I'm going. Because I don't know what I want to eat now. But yeah, anywho, yes, it's wild out here in the streets. Life is hard. This weather is quite confusing. But we gonna make it. We gonna get through it. We gonna be all right. Do you feel me? Do you feel me? Okay. That's it. Tell me how the weather going. Let me know. Y'all, I was today years old when I legit had this man looking me dead in my face, completely turned away from his wheel at a stoplight, staring me down, trying to get my attention, and I'm pretty sure spit game at me. That's what I feel like. I was today years old when that happened. Also, I was today years old when that exact same day, a semi tried to eat me, okay? Tried to eat my vehicle. No blinker, no nothing, just getting over into my lane. Like, I'm not there. Like, I'm not a whole car in a lane, just like him. Literally tried to squish royalty because it was going to be curtains. God bless the lady in the Mercedes behind me, her white Mercedes, doing it, letting me get over with the quickness so that I did not get pummeled, you know, to a pulp. You know, after my first encounter of, someone trying to get my attention, I just giggled and kept it moving. I was just like, wow, he's really staring me down. Like, it's kind of scary. Eye contact. Like, not like in an aggressive way, just like, whoa. I don't really do eye contact. That's a fun fact. Eye contact is very heavy for your girl. So that was wild. I was like, okay. I mean, I did look cute, y'all. I'm gonna say it. I can say that, you know, a little half up, half down, hair. I got inches, you know, coming from a person who's about two, almost like 3, 4 years ago, back in 2019, I shaved my head completely. I did the big chop, and it was very liberating, very refreshing, very fun. Like, I think it was one of the best decisions for my hair I've ever made, and I really enjoyed it, being able to just get up and go, you know, do a little edge. I think I was a very like, very much a finger wave woman. Like, learning how to do that was really fun for me. And yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And yeah, I do miss it often. And sometimes I just look at my hair and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna cut you. Like, I'm really gonna cut you up. And y'all, you're gonna be shook. But also, I worked really hard to like learn and about my hair and learn to love it. I think that's one thing about being a black woman. Like, black hair is such a gift that I didn't know was a gift, right? I had to really learn that. That was something that had to, it didn't come naturally. It had to grow, right? Because I grew up in a predominantly white area. And my friends were mostly white. And I think often I just would be so honestly jealous that I didn't have straight hair. I didn't have hair that was easily manipulated. I couldn't just throw it up in a messy bun and be cute. I got perms at a young age because my mama could not do hair. God bless her. So, you know, rest it. She couldn't. And I used to get my hair braided a lot, which I loved. And then when I got older, it was like, okay, I'm too old to be having like my hair full of beads and things. Even though that is coming back. It's grown women with beads. Just, you know, but I guess it's the look. It's the, you know, not just beaded bobs with the white beads. That used to be my look for the decade. But yeah, so I remember, you know, kind of like trying to figure that out and like, you know, getting my hair processed and relaxed so that it would be straight and easy to manipulate was like something that was like a norm. Like I wake up, I would wrap my hair. I don't know if y'all know about wrapping. I would wrap my hair up with my little wrap cap, take that thing off, unwrap it, and keep it moving. I got into bangs. So we're like, oh, I have bangs now. I'm trying to curl my bangs and things. But yeah, it was very interesting. And even one of the craziest parts is like, you know, when people say like, you don't get a black woman's hair wet, that wasn't a game, because it's harder to get it back to where you want it to be when your hair gets wet and goes into its natural state. Have I learned some really cool techniques? Yes. And it's been really encouraging, especially like when my hair is natural, like I really don't fear water. It's only when it's straight is when I'm like, y'all, don't get my hair wet, you know? So that's encouraging to like have grown in that sense of knowing that, you know, moisture is not it's not your enemy. But at some point it is. Right now, it would be an enemy. And these April showers, I don't know what I was thinking. I'm the April fool that got her hair straight during all these April showers. But we doing it, y'all. We running around. We ripping and running. The Afro will appear soon. Amen. Actually, no, a braided ordeal is coming. Okay. But we gotta lay off on the edges. You know, my edges need some time to breathe and relax. Amen. But I was today years old sharing all this with you. Y'all, this is a twofer. I was today years old when I found out that the fire alarm is in our room. Guys, I'm in distress, like absolute distress. Because like I said, I was today years old when I found out the fire alarm was in our room. Okay. So for some time, okay, it's been like a couple weeks and I just kept hearing this beeping, right? Like doo-doo. I'm like, man, like what is that sound? Not thinking anything of it, right? Like I'm just like, okay, bad. But it would just come like at the most random times. Dee-dee, dee-dee, dee-dee. I'm just like, what the Mac? Anyways, one of my roommates comes in and she's like, I keep hearing that sound. And I'm like, you know what? Now that I think about it, that sound sounds familiar. That's the sound of your fire alarm needing new batteries, right? Like it'll do a little beep like, hey, Mayday, we need new batteries so that you don't get God up in here, right? Mind you, I've been hearing it for some time, right? Me, I've been hearing it like, man, you got some good ears. Like I don't really be hearing it in my room and stuff. I was like, I hear it all the time. Like I am like frantic. Mind you, me and my roomie, you met her, you talked to her, you know, you got to hear from her, Shannon Rose King. We share a room, really dope. And we were like, we're up till 3 a.m. last night just talking about life. Because that's what happens when you're with your best friend. And that's why it can be, you got to be careful because you just be talking all night like you don't got work in the morning. We got work in the morning. We're also watching the Ultimatum. Guys, y'all got to watch the Ultimatum. That's all I got. Netflix sponsor me, okay? Because y'all need to get up on that yesterday. I'm trying to get up on Netflix, not a reality TV show or anything like that. But my time is coming. Anyways, back to this. So we're just talking, whatever, and I hear it again. Like, I've just been hearing it. Like, I told you, like, I hear it so clearly. She goes, she's like, yeah, but the fire alarm's in the hallway. Like, I don't really be hearing it that much. And I was like, we heard it again. I said, oh, my Lord. I looked at our door, and right above it was the fire alarm. And I was like, yo, has that been in here the whole time? Like there's no way. We've been in there for almost like a good year. What? I was 20 years old, y'all, when I found out that the fire alarm was in my room. And it needs new batteries. So service requests coming to you soon. That's a twofer. I was 20 years old. All right. So I decided that this month I'm going to start this new segment called The Coworker Chronicles, okay? Because my coworkers are absolutely incredible, but insane. out of pocket, all the things. I have a couple of them, and I was like, okay, well, I don't want to name them. I don't want to put them on blast. But some of the things that they say, I literally cackle. I'm rolling over. I'm gasping for air. And I had to go ahead and just start with this one. This is the one that stood out to me, like, because it's very recent. Like, literally, the other day, I was in the office, you know, out here just doing my thing. I love, putting outfits together. You're going to learn that about me and whatnot. So I had this little outfit on, and I'm wearing, like, these, like, some, like, olive green cargo bootcut pants, right? They kind of look like skater pants, and you have, like, your little chain on the side. And I was like, I'm too cool, right? And I have my cool grays on, and this, like, Hollister sweater that was gray with a little, like, yellow flower on it. So I put on this, like, yellow cardigan, and I threw a choker on, like, a black choker, just to, like, seal the deal. I felt like a skater girl. I had no shame. I felt so cool, right? And I had a little dark lip on, right? So one of my coworkers, he comes up, and he's like, "Ooh, wait, Sin, looking like forbidden fruit up here." I said, "Huh? Wait, what? Forbidden fruit? What?" He said, "Yeah, with your little choker on, looking like forbidden fruit." You know, one time, you know, I was trying to holler at this girl at the club one time, you know, and she had a little choker on, you know, and I'm intrigued now, right? She had this little choker on, and I was trying to holler at her, and I see, like, on the choker, like, it had, like, this, like her man's name, like on a little dog tag, like a little collar, like, on her neck. And I was like, okay, you know what, you got it. I just kind of, like, kept it moving, right? And I'm dying. This man is wild. He's always coming at me with the compliments. You know, I'll take it. But it's so funny. And we went on to say, I was like, oh my gosh, look at my nails, right? So I just got my nails done. They look like these little pretty little periwinkle with some cool, like, lavender periwinkle sparkled pinkies, you know, trying to be cool out here in the streets. And I was like, oh yeah, so-and-so helped me pick them out. He goes, so-and-so, what? Hold on, what's going on, man? What's going on, brother? You out here picking nail polishes now? What's going on? And I was like, yeah. His wife said he's really good at it too, right? Like, he be helping her at the makeup counter, right? Picking out the lipsticks and things. He's like, you know, if I was at the lipstick counter, I would tell the lady to lay one on me, you know, just lay one on my cheek real quick, you know, so I can see how it look on my complexion. I was, like, literally dying. He said, I want to see how, you know, I'm dark skinned. You know, I want to see how it look on my complexion. So just lay it on me, you know, because I'm from South Carolina. And I just was like, I was rolling. So, you know, this is how it's going to be. You know, this is just a little intro to the Coworker Chronicles. You never know what my coworkers are going to say. So there it goes. And just like that, it's now the month of May. Okay, I ended the month of April with a retreat, an amazing time away in Hiawassee, Georgia. Pretty sure I'm saying that right. And we stayed on Lake Chattooch. There was about 10 of us. And when I tell you it was incredible, I'm not saying, that's just not expressing it enough. It was nothing short of amazing. I don't really have the words to really express how encouraging, refreshing, incredible, amazing, delightful, restful, enlightening, just all the things that things can be. That's what this retreat was for me. You see that? That was a rhyme. That was a bar. And yes, it was awesome. Like I said, there was 10 of us, so we kind of went into pairs to make all the meals. So touchdown, we got there. We had some Domino's pizza and salad. You can't go wrong with pizza and salad, y'all. You really can't. And the next day, we had breakfast. We had waffles and, like, a little spread, a little waffle spread. Waffles and fruit and yogurt and some delightful maple syrup. Shout out to my Canadians out there. Y'all did what y'all needed to do. And for lunch, we had little sliders that me and my best friend, who you kind of heard from before, David made. They were yummy, yummy. And we had like Hawaiian rolls and then a bunch of assortments of meats and tomatoes, lettuce, and you know, the condiments, mayonnaise, and mustard. It was really good. And you know, we just bought some chips that can pair very nicely when you're eating a little slider of sorts, you know. For Din Din, we had pulled Mexican pork that I think was crock potted, maybe not crock potted, but like in like one of those deep pots. It was a little, it was like spicy, but like not too spicy. So fresh. Tacos. So we had a little taco bar going on. And it was so yummy. Oh my goodness. And then for breakfast the next day, we had another like taco, like breakfast taco spread, you know, with your eggs and, you know, everything that you put basically on a taco. We had sausages and bacon and sour cream and cheese and fresh cut jalapenos that give me heartburn. I'm an old lady. But yes, all the food was like just, magnifico. We also played games, you know, like being a group, you get a group of adults. There was three married couples. One has a baby and one has a baby on the way. And then four of us single peeps. That was just like perfect. Like it was incredible having us all there. And you know, we played Mafia. I don't know if y'all know what Mafia is. Mafia is this game. It's like an interactive game. Like storytelling. So you have a storyteller who tells a story, and it's all about, you know, like the mafia, like the murderers of the group, right? They're trying to, you know, get rid of everybody in the group and win together. Usually there's two people in the mafia. And then there's the townspeople who are trying to like, you know, catch and expose the mafia so that they win, right? I've been playing this game probably, you know, since grade school. And since grade school, I've always, like, not maybe since grade school, but it's like the second someone says they're an actress, people will come for you because they don't want to be put in a position to have to go against you, right? And I was pitted against from the jump. Hashtag, I was the police and had already revealed who I thought it was, and was confirmed. And I was like, I'm gonna chill this round to see if, like, maybe, you know, they'll get to it on their own. I don't know who I am, but I'll be easy in there. Instantly got on the chopping block of being the mafia. And I just was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. And yeah, I was assassinated from the jump. It was wild. But Mafia's fun. Play with your friends. It's always cool to see if people are coming. Their true colors are revealed in that game, y'all. I promise you. Anywho's, we played that, but you know, we went, we were staying on a lake, like Lake Jojutri, literally on the lake, had our own dock, and we went out and kayaked, and it was so much fun just being on the water. At one point, all the girls, like, we all just kind of were out there, and we just laid, like, you know, just kind of sat and let the current carry us back in, and it did, like, just carried us right back in. Went out another time, like, later in the day, and it was really special, as well. You know, we kind of all hooked up together on the kayak and just let it, we again tried to let it take us in, but the current was kind of going against us, so it took a little more work that time, but also very special, and it was really cool to go on a kayak, with a friend that, like, has never been on one either, and feeling, oh, well, I'm the experienced person on this, and that was a lot of responsibility that I did not expect to have at all this weekend. But it's cool. We didn't fall in, y'all. We did not fall in. Amen. Glory be to God. There's also a hot tub that was incredible. Y'all, there's nothing like a hot tub. I mean, I just feel like a hot tub can just really make you forget what happened in the day and truly just relax your entire body. Limb to limb, you feel so encouraged. When the water is not hot enough, it does feel like a bath for friends, and I'm not really with it. Especially when the jets are off, you're like, what are we doing here, sitting in hot water together? But usually, it's just the most refreshing thing. thing that I think everyone needs to experience in their life, as well as a family group, being plugged in. I'm so grateful to be plugged into the body of believers. I am to be in the body of Christ, to be a part of the church and movement I'm part of. I'm so deeply encouraged with International Church of Christ and just being so loved and taken care of, from like being from going to the campus level to being like to being a young adult. I just feel really taken care of, and I just, you know, that's what it says. That's what the word of God, the Bible, like calls us to do, is to walk with one another. That, you know, no one part is more important, but we are a body. Like, I need my hands, I need my feet, I need all my limbs. I need people in my life to walk with me. And I think that gets exposed deeply with these amazing people that I get to call my brothers and sisters in Christ. So shout out to the Figueroas, to the Galbraiths, to the Sackingers, to my single ladies, Megan Jones, Shannon King, Morgan Tisa, and to David, who made an appearance, which is really incredible, and the Taylors. Really appreciate all of you guys, and I'm glad I get to walk and do this life with you. But yeah, that was April. Isn't that crazy? It's already over. Stay tuned for May. We're going to have a lot of little moments, little ditties. Got a couple birthdays coming up. You're going to get to hear from one of my best friends. Everybody is not my best friend, but I do have a good chunk of them, and they're amazing, and I want them to always know how loved and cherished and special they feel, and y'all get to know it too. You're going to get to hear from Philip real soon. His birthday's coming up, y'all. We getting the old hashtag. Oh, yes. Y'all missed David's birthday. It was like the 27th, so if you catch him in the streets, say, hey, old man, okay? But thank you so much always for tuning in to Sin Sense. That's April, y'all. As always, to close, I would like to pray. Welcome to spring, like I said. Just if this is not your thing, you can always fast forward, but just want to give thanks to God for allowing us to get here, you know, to another springtime, 2022. Here we go. Bow your heads if you can. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. God, thank you so much for allowing me to come to your throne today and intercede for so many people who are longing for you. And maybe some people who don't know that they need you in their life right now. God, thank you for spring. Thank you for fresh showers. Thank you for being that fresh, calming shower of love, of encouragement, of joy, of comfort in times of trouble, God, to being close, to being a helper, God, but to helping us see and give clarity when things can be so hard, when the storm is here. God, there is so much refreshment and beauty after a storm, God. I really pray for the listeners. Thank you so much for allowing this podcast to be possible. Thank you so much for Anchor and their sponsorship, God, and I really pray that it can even help other people hear this and have a safe and unapologetic space to express themselves and have cool conversations, but to see you as well through and through. I love you so much. Thank you so very much. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Just want to say thank you guys for holding it down with me yet again. Sin Says April, right? That's crazy how far this fool went back. But we're gonna keep it pushing, we're gonna keep it moving. Please keep sticking around. There are gonna be more episodes. I'm gonna keep up with it, I promise, and it's gonna be great. And shout out always to Anchor for giving me this opportunity, giving me this platform. And I'm just ready to see it grow, ready to see it thrive. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening, for making it this far. This is season one, season two. We don't even know what we about to do, but we in season one. We're going to keep it moving. Thank you so much. You know I be talking. You know I be grooming. You know I be moving. You know I got a little something to post to say. You can find me on Twitter at Sanithia. at The Sanithia, and you can find me on Instagram with the same name at The Sanithia. That is at T-H-E-C-Y-N-E-T-H-I-A. Please don't hesitate to follow. Don't hesitate to DM. Let's chat. Let's talk. Let's keep it going. That's what Sin says. Y'all have a good one.